Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee marks up resolution condemning organ harvesting in China. The Art of Zhen Shan Rin International Exhibition held in New York State Capitol Building. I admire those who follow their principles. Vancouver St. Patrick's Day Parade. Miami, Florida. Practitioners celebrate Falun Dafa at Asian Cultural Festival. San Francisco, USA. Falun Gong shines in St. Patrick's Day Parade. And Taiwan. Two brothers find Falun Dafa on the road to success. Now for the stories. U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee marks up resolution condemning organ harvesting in China. The United States House Foreign Affairs Committee marked up the House Resolution 343 on March 13th. The resolution calls on the Chinese government to cease the practice of state-sanctioned organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and to cooperate with investigations into these crimes. Currently, the resolution has 166 bipartisan co-sponsors. At the hearing on Wednesday, Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey said, "I strongly believe that this resolution is an important step in bringing a measure of accountability and transparency to what may be one of the greatest crimes of the 21st century, the 17-year effort to eradicate Falun Gong from China." Congressman Smith pointed out at the hearing that researchers David Kilgore, David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman conducted detailed investigations and estimated that between 45,000 and 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were killed for their organs, which were then sold for profit. He said, "I've read those accounts, and they are chilling. Those estimates may now be much higher, according to the forthcoming report by the three researchers." New evidence that emerged this year, drawn directly from Chinese medical database and hospital websites, indicates without question that the scale of the organ transplantation industry in the People's Republic of China is far beyond what had previously been understood. With limited numbers of death row prisoners and an extremely low rate of voluntary donations, the number of Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience being killed for their organs could be much higher than previously estimated. Congressman Elliot Engel from New York described the organ trade in China as something out of a horror story. He went on to say, "Non-consensual organ harvesting represents a gross violation of human rights. And if this horrible abuse weren't enough, we hear about victims being targeted for their religious beliefs and of Chinese prison camps reaping profits off of harvesting these organs." Congressman Dana Rohrabacher from California said, "This resolution will make sure that we put everybody on notice that this is not going to be ignored anymore. The American people are going to be informed that, in fact, we have developed a trading relationship with the world's worst human rights abuser." Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen of Florida, who co-initiated House Resolution 343 with Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia, said, "We cannot allow these crimes to continue. By passing this resolution, we can send a message to the Chinese regime, the U.S. medical community, and our State Department that we condemn China's organ harvesting. We know that it's still going on, and we must do more to end this practice immediately."
The Art of Zhen Shan Rin International Exhibition, held in New York State Capitol Building. The United States East Falun Dafa Association held the Art of Zhen Shan Rin, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition in the New York State Capitol Building in Albany, New York, on March 14th and 15th, 2016. The exhibition included 20 paintings that manifested the grace of Falun Dafa and the uncompromising courage of Falun Dafa practitioners in upholding their belief while facing the brutal persecution in China. The eye-catching exhibition was held in the hallway through which state representatives frequently pass. Ms. Zhang, a coordinator with the hosting organization, said, "The objective of the exhibition is to have all members of the New York legislature, both Assembly and Senate, along with their staffers, know about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and to win their support of Falun Gong." Jack Martins, a member of the New York State Senate, sponsored the exhibition and showed up in person to show his support. He said, "There is no position for the Chinese Communist Party in the world. Falun Gong is a good traditional practice school. Its principles should be followed by every one of us. Each of us will be encouraged by truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He also indicated that he was pleased to see his colleagues pausing to learn more and signing the petition expressing their support of Falun Gong. One staff member who works in the Capitol wept when viewing the paintings of innocent people being persecuted. She said, "I feel miserable for such things. I am concerned about the issue. Everyone should be concerned, as it should not happen." Some visitors inquired more about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. Many signed the petition and wrote their thoughts in the guest book. Here are some of the visitors' words from the guest book. An exhibit of peace and compassion, a tribute to human spirit. People expect beauty to come from the physical appearance, but will be surprised to find a rose grow from the concrete. The quality of mercy is not restrained. It is our duty to protect those sentient beings who are vulnerable. A world of love and peace is possible if we choose so. Such a beautiful and powerful way of telling this tragic story. Thank you.
I admire those who follow their principles. Vancouver St. Patrick's Day Parade. Falun Dafa practitioners once again joined the annual St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 13, 2016 in Vancouver, Canada. The practitioners' Divine Land Marching Band and Waste Drum Team took part in the community celebration, along with a float with practitioners demonstrating the Falun Dafa exercises. Many spectators said they were impressed by the happiness and positive energy exhibited by the practitioners. Mr. Lee, a Chinese who emigrated to Canada 6 months ago, said he found the practitioners' performance outstanding. He said, "I've never seen a march like this before. It uplifts your spirit and makes you feel good. I admire those who follow their principles." A great moment. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are cherished by Falun Dafa practitioners in over 100 nations. However, the peaceful meditation practice has been violently suppressed by the communist regime in China since 1999. Patricia Hillary was watching the parade with her family. She kept waving to greet practitioners and said that this was a great moment for her. "I'm Irish, and I loved the St. Patrick's Day Parade," she said, adding that the celebration extends beyond the Irish community and has attracted people from all backgrounds. "I like these performances very much, especially the band and the waste drum team," she added. "We're so happy for the traditional Chinese culture that Falun Dafa practitioners have brought to us." Peace and happiness. Coming from mainland China, Mr. Li said he was very familiar with the propaganda from the Chinese regime attacking Falun Dafa. He said, "But in front of such a grand performance, none of the lies can stand anymore." Mr. Li observed that the Falun Dafa practitioners were the only Chinese group who participated in the event. He said, "Practitioners have endured so much in China, but nothing can stop their belief. I can see peace and happiness on their faces, something very important for our society."
Miami, Florida. Practitioners celebrate Falun Dafa at Asian Cultural Festival. Falun Gong practitioners participated in the 26th Annual Asian Cultural Festival held in Miami, Florida on March 5th and 6th, 2016. They introduced Falun Gong to visitors and were invited to demonstrate the exercises twice on stage during the festival. A large banner announced Falun Gong, Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance at the Falun Gong booth. Falun Gong books and informational materials in Chinese, English, and Spanish languages were available for the public to browse and take with them. Some attendees had heard of Falun Gong before, but were thankful for the opportunity to learn more. Many were shocked to learn that this great practice, which has spread to over 100 countries, is persecuted in China. Some who knew Falun Gong well came forward to praise the practitioners' peaceful resistance to the persecution. Many others showed interest in the exercise demonstration and asked how they could learn. Richard from Bangladesh brought his two daughters to the festival. He learned the Falun Gong exercises on the spot and asked how to follow up so he could continue to learn the practice. Daniel from Peru bought a copy of the book Duan Falun in Spanish after learning the exercises. He left his contact information and was looking forward to joining the group and learning more. A real estate broker named Pavani said she was attracted to the Falun Gong booth as soon as she saw it. She decided to learn the exercises on the spot. She mentioned how she believes that many people are lost and unable to understand the meaning of life. After learning the exercises, she left with two books, Juan Falun and Falun Gong.
San Francisco, USA. Falun Gong shines in St. Patrick's Day Parade. The Divine Land Marching Band, composed entirely of Falun Gong practitioners, participated in the 165th St. Patrick's Day Parade in San Francisco on March 12th. They joined forces with 140 other groups to enliven the St. Patrick's Day festivities in this hugely popular event. More than 100,000 people watched the parade, which has become one of the largest events in the Bay Area. Ms. Liu shouted excitedly, "Falun Gong is everywhere." Ms. Liu had just arrived from China, where Falun Gong is being brutally persecuted. "I just got here today. It is very exciting to see Falun Gong here," Ms. Liu said. "They are excellent. This is my first time to see Falun Gong in a parade. They are great." As the band passed by the reviewing stage, the host introduced them to the spectators as the first place winner in last year's Columbus Day Parade in San Francisco. The host announced, "Falun Gong practitioners follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." One of the parade organizers said, "They are well-trained and their performances touch people's hearts. The principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are great, and I completely support them. I am glad that the performers can freely practice Falun Gong in San Francisco." Another organizer made the comment that the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are universal and should ideally be followed by everyone. She said, "I admire what Falun Gong practitioners have done. Thank you for the excellent performances." Ryan Hoffman visited China this past January and experienced the government's censorship firsthand. He said, "The Communist Party there does not allow Facebook. They control other media too." He added, "As an American, he is against the persecution of Falun Gong. It's immoral," he said.
Taiwan. Two brothers find Falun Dafa on the road to success. With a master's degree in law and working as a judge, Wang Weiming is known to be strong-minded and eloquent. That often makes it difficult for others, including his younger brother Xiao Wei, to influence his point of view. But seeing the positive impact that practicing Falun Dafa had on Xiao Wei, who graduated with a master's degree in civil engineering, Weiming became curious. He started to read Falun Dafa books and also became a practitioner. Weiming said, "It is Falun Dafa that gives us health and wisdom." Nightmare ended. It was a long road that brought Xiao Wei to Falun Dafa. One night, when he was in fourth grade, he felt something pressing on him, making him hardly able to move. This repeated many times after that, both day and night, but he was unable to get rid of it. Xiao Wei's parents took him to doctors and temples all over Taiwan, searching desperately for a cure. His ordeal continued until one day when he was in 10th grade. His father brought home a book, Juan Falun, Hope. Xiao Wei began to read Juan Falun and got very excited. "I could tell that this book was teaching me the purpose of life, something I did not find anywhere else. To me, that is the hope for the future." One night, Xiao Wei felt something was pressing on him again. Because he had been reading Juan Falun earlier that day, he recited a few passages that he was able to recall. Instantly, the sensation disappeared and he felt relieved. He was amazed by the power of Falun Dafa. That night, he slept very well, something he had not done for many years. And those frightening episodes never recurred. Xiao Wei now works as an engineer for the Taipei City Government. Brother begins to practice Falun Dafa. Weiming, who was 2 years older than Xiao Wei, had worried about his brother's unusual condition while they were growing up. He was glad to see the positive changes in his brother, and they often talked about Falun Dafa. Although he was strong-minded and tended to be critical, Weiming found Falun Dafa to be beyond reproach. He said, I had to admit that Falun Dafa was really beneficial. Nonetheless, he still did not start to practice. Near the end of his graduate study in 2010, when Wei Ming was planning to take the qualification exams for government officials, his father again encouraged him to read Juan Falun. This time he agreed. Within days, he experienced many of the things described in the book, including dramatic physical improvements. He continued reading the Falun Dafa books as usual as the exam approached. Things went well and he passed all the tests required to be a judge. Cherishing their freedom in Taiwan, the brothers are deeply concerned for their counterparts in mainland China who suffer relentless and brutal persecution. We know good is rewarded with good and evil meets evil. We hope judges and other officials in China will listen to their conscience and stop persecuting Falun Dafa, he said.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.